Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John Mark.
And Tim recently named the Under Armour Athletic Director of the Year. Congratulations for
well,
that.
Well, thank you. I think they got to the M's and ran out of candidates, maybe. But no, I tell you, it's a huge honor. I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about me, but I do. I've been asked several times, what was the coolest part of that? The coolest part of that award so far has, one, been the national recognition it brings to our campus, but getting the congratulatory texts and messages and emails, the fact that our student athletes noticed it. You know, these kids are 18 to 22 years old. They don't have time. I had several text messages and Twitter messages from those kids, and that means, you know, that we're having an impact, and just really, really proud of our executive team and our head coaches, and that's what helped us do it. So thank you.
It gave you a great feeling. That's for Division II?
It is. They award four in each division. So Division I, 2, and 3. So they're between 1, 2, and 3, there are 12 winners.
I see.
One of four. And actually, a little trivia for you. You'll remember the name. Jim Johnson, former AD here in the mid-2000s.
Okay.
Jim was one of the other Division II recipients. He's the athletic director of Pittsburgh State. And Jim's a good friend. We exchanged nice messages last week, too.
That's another major Division II program there. All right, A&M Commerce Lion women's basketball team and the NCAA regional at Lubbock Christian this weekend. Some familiar faces you're going to run into out there, huh?
The only thing I didn't like about your sentence is at Lubbock Christian. We were this close. So, yeah, being the 2 seed out in Lubbock and five of the eight teams we just saw this weekend in Frisco will venture a little further west than Frisco, unfortunately. And they'll do a great job hosting. I mean, we are the number 2 seed, and when you put it in perspective, the defending national champions hosting a regional to do what we want to do, which is cut down those nets in Birmingham, you have to play the best. So that's what we're going to try to do again.
The Elite Eight would be played the following weekend in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah. Right? So with March Madness starting, people ask me the main difference between Division I and II. There are a lot of similarities. There's 64 teams. You know, there's eight top seeds versus four in Division I. But really the main thing in terms of elimination and all of that is Division II skips a weekend because there's not that Sweet 16 round.
I see.
There's not that Elite Eight round. The Elite Eight is the pinnacle tournament.
I see. So you have, but you have eight tournaments, regional tournaments taking place.
Eight regional tournaments rather than four.
Right. And you all have got Eastern New Mexico at 2:30 Friday afternoon. Is that right?
Eastern Mexico at 2:30 on Friday. And then the West Texas A&M Colorado Mesa winner, I believe, is the 3-6 matchup. Hopefully play long into the weekend and have a Monday night matchup in Lubbock.
We're talking with A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray, A&M Commerce Lion Women in the regional tournament at Lubbock Christian this coming weekend. I'm asking this just as a fan and as a Lion fan. After you all won the regular season, I think about this very often every year about this time. Why play the conference tournament after having had a long regular season?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think now, with the expanded league, I think that's the easy answer.
Yeah.
But even let's pretend we were back at, you know, just eight going to Frisco like it's been the previous years. The conference tournament gives you that second chance to advance the most amount of teams also. Mm-hmm. Because, for example, let's say our men had gotten on a run, upset WT Friday night.
Right.
Our men weren't in the top 10 in the region, so they weren't really going to have a chance to advance themselves to the top eight. Mm-hmm. Well, they win that tournament, they automatically have to be in, so they'd be a 7-8 seed. So it gives that team that's maybe been on the cusp, you got people coming back from injuries, whatever the case may be. Unfortunately, our injuries were still sitting on the bench Friday night.
Yeah.
That's the main reason, and that postseason experience for the kids.
Yeah. So it kind of keeps the season alive for some teams.
Keeps hope alive.
Yeah. Yeah. So are the Lions still considered LSC champions for winning the regular season, or is that officially their?
Yeah. Yeah. They get we get the term division champion, but as the 1 seed, we're going to celebrate it just like we did with volleyball, and we'll get the kids, you know, their conference championship rings, and like we told them, you know, one of the things we're playing for is to get that ring even bigger.
Good. So, well, good luck out at Lubbock, and that's as you point out, that's the defending national champ. So you're going up against the best, and that makes it worthwhile.
Absolutely.
What's the status with Wayne Stewart on the men's team, a finalist for the Dark Horse Dunker Contest? Is that?
Yeah. Thanks for the PSA. Yeah, voting goes through, I believe, this Thursday. So he is in the finals at 16 at-large dunkers, which is a term I never thought I'd say, but of 16 at-large dunkers, Wayne is right there against a young man from Eureka College, so need to continue to get the vote out, hopefully get him to Atlanta next Thursday.
And that's a voting deal.
That's a voting deal.
So if people go to your website, they'll see...
No, darkhorsedunker.com.
Okay.
And it'll show you right there. It pops the bracket up, and you can just click on Vote Now for Wayne.
Darkhorsedunker.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, good. And we're almost out of time here, but softball off to another good start. They're number 14 in the country.
Yes, sir. So. And a 5-1 week last week against three nationally ranked teams.
Yeah, so we're just rolling right into softball.
Yes, sir.
Tim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thanks very much, Sean.
Tim McMurray, A&M Commerce Athletic Director, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.